Granny had nothing against fortune-telling, provided it was done badly by people with no talent for it. It was a different matter if people who ought to know better did it, though. She considered that the future was a frail enough thing at best, and if people looked at it hard, they changed it. Granny had some quite complex theories about space and time and why they shouldn't be tinkered with, but fortunately, good fortune-tellers were rare, and anyway, people preferred bad fortune-tellers who could be relied upon for the correct dose of uplift and optimism. Granny knew all about bad fortune-telling. It was harder than the real thing. You needed a good imagination. She couldn't help wondering if Mrs. Whitlow was a born witch who somehow missed her training. She was certainly laying siege to the future. There was a crystal ball under a sort of pink frilly tea cosy and several sets of divinatory cards and a pink velvet bag of runestones and one of those little tables on wheels that no prudent witch would touch with a 10-foot broomstick and, Granny wasn't sure on this point, either some special dried monkey turds from a lamasserie or some dried llama turds from a monastery, which apparently could be thrown in such a way as to reveal the sum total of knowledge and wisdom in the universe. It was all rather sad.
"Oh, there's the tea leaves, of course," said Mrs. Whitlow, indicating the big brown pot on the table between them. "I know witches often prefer them, but they always seem so, well, common to me. No offence meant."
There probably wasn't any offence meant at that, thought Granny. Mrs. Whitlow was giving her the sort of look generally used by puppies when they're not sure what to expect next and are beginning to worry that it may be the rolled-up newspaper. She picked up Mrs. Whitlow's cup and had started to peer into it when she caught the disappointed expression that floated across the housekeeper's face like a shadow across a snowfield. Then she remembered what she was doing and turned the cup widdershins three times, made a few vague passes over it and mumbled a charm, which he normally used to cure mastitis in elderly goats, but never mind. This display of obvious magical talent seemed to cheer up Mrs. Whitlow no end. Granny wasn't normally very good at tea leaves, but she squinted at the sugar-encrusted mess at the bottom of the cup and let her mind wander. What she really needed now was a handy rat, or even a cockroach that happened to be somewhere near Esk, so that she could borrow its mind. What Granny actually found was that the university had a mind of its own.